this teaching here, this decision in the book of Acts, takes and extends to the Gentiles what's called the Noachic laws. That is, before there was the Torah, God had given instructions to Noah, and these were passed down. And that's really what we just said. You see, abstain from meat sacrificed to idols, from blood, don't drink the blood, from the meats of strangled animals, because the blood is still in them, and from unlawful marriage. If you keep free of these, you will be doing what is right. Farewell. A minimal. But that minimum made it possible for the Jewish believers and the Gentile believers to have table fellowship, to eat together, to be together, to celebrate the Eucharist together. And that was the decision of the first council. And as I say, it applied to the Christian world what was already known as the Noachic enactments, the gospel. I'm going to give you a commandment, he says. And this is it. Love each other. That's it. You know, when St. John was very old, they say, he just kept saying all the time, little children, love each other. And they said, don't you have anything else to tell us? I mean, like, you just tell us that? And he said, you don't understand. If you do that, and you really try to do that, your life will be perfect. And your community will be perfect. And people will see the life of God in you. And that's why, this is my commandment, love each other. Now he begins to describe what love is. It's not a warm fuzzy. No one has greater love than this. Today, lay down one's life for one's friends. Now, you know, there are people who do that literally. There are others who do it through a whole life. Think of all the great saints who gave their lives as victim souls for the sake of the world. Think of Therese. That's what she did. Lay down your life for your friends. Now Jesus says, you're my friends if you do what I command you. Because if you don't do that, we don't share the basics of a friendship. I love my Father. I'm consumed from all eternity with returning the love the Father has for me. And I'm saying now, that's what you ought to do. See, I've called you friends. I've told you everything. I've gotten you ready to be apostles. And I've taught you about the Father and about the Spirit. I've taught you about my Father's plan, that the whole world come to know what we've done for you. And you're the ones to get it started. And that's what he's saying here in this text of John. You see why Easter time, along with Christmas time, are the time of John's gospel. I pointed that out before. Whereas cycles A, B, and C, that's the way the lectionary is broken up, that's Matthew, Mark, Luke. John doesn't have a cycle. He just has the two key liturgical moments in the life of the church. You see, you are my friends if you do what I command you. Trust me. If I tell you to do this, do it. Even if you don't understand it, do it. Trust me enough. And trust my love for you enough. Now, if we really pray in the morning, the Lord will give us marching orders for the day. We can reflect on the day as we see it happening and be ready. I have to meet with so-and-so, and that person drives me nuts. Now, I have to love that person and die to my emotions. Period. There's no options here. Why? Because that's what Jesus said to do. It's not an option. I'm not doing anybody a favor by being obedient. Right? That's why our Lord says, and when you've done everything that I've commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. It's amazing that you even hang around with us. You see? I don't call you slaves, because a slave doesn't know what his master is doing. Even now, the Lord talks to us. I call you friends, because I've told you everything I heard from my Father. That's amazing, isn't it? And yet, that's what the saints tell us. The Lord Jesus has so much he wants to talk to us about. But we have to be paying attention. We have to be praying. We have to listen during the day. And when we find out something that he wants, do it. It's not that hard. Some of them are hard. But most of them are simple. You see? It was not you who chose me. I have decided to be a Christian. No. I chose you. I worked in your life. I changed you. I brought you. I brought you so that every day of your life you hear my word and you receive on the body and blood, risen, transformed, and in heaven. I did that. You see? And I appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain. When we're dying, we're thinking, what did I ever do with my life? And if we can see that we yielded to the Holy Spirit, that we loved, that we preached, that we cared for the poor, that we, oh Lord, that's all your work in me. Now please crown it. Let me come and see you and see the Father. That's what it's all about. Catherine of Siena, great person. Every day, and that was rare in that culture, she received the Eucharist. And what did she say when she received this Eucharist? You know, I've told you 100 times. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. But how long do we have to keep this up in symbol? I want to see you. That's beautiful, huh? I chose you and appointed you to bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. That's a promise. That's a promise. Lord, Father, in the name of your Son, whatever, you see. Well, how do we know that we're part of that? This is my commandment. Love each other. If you do that, people will be beating down the doors to join you. They'll see that you're happy, that you know where your life is going. They'll see who you are, and they say, man, I want to live like that. And that's why he tells us that.